Would you like to read a book? No, I don't. I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Nitro Tony.
Nitro Tony. Why are you Nitro Tony? Because you're watching Nitro Circus?
Yeah.
Did you ever watch that the movie, the Nitro Circus movie?
That's very funny you say that. I saw it this week.
Weekly recommendation say. Wait, then why are you watching it on your phone now?
Because I think it knows I saw it, and so it's got the little clips for me.
That's terrifying.
I know.
I hate this world so much. All right, dude. How you been, man? It's been a while. It's been a whole week since I seen you.
Yeah, I hate my job.
Yeah, it's that bad, huh?
I mean, it makes me coming home just a miserable sack of like shit, and it's an hour of like driving and thinking about that shit before I land at home.
Before you land,
I pull in and Courtney's like, how's your day? I'm like, what's up with the dinner or whatever?
Can you just shovel something in my mouth so I can eat these feelings?
It's leftovers. I'll eat it cold.
Yeah, don't mind me. You know, take this into our room, but my room for now.
No, I'm very I chill downstairs, but like I just have nothing in me. And
wow,
yeah,
that's a bummer, dude.
It's who I work with and the content that they didn't explain that it was
the people gonna suck. Be.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. There's this dude who's been there for like 15 years, just an absolute God. I'm trying to think of like
cocksucker.
Yeah, like a dad. Like he's a dad age guy.
Okay,
but like types super hard on his computer.
Oh.
He rolls around in his chair all day. He talks to people like four cubes away. Like he's just a fucking prick. Like he'll walk over and just be like, hey, tits looking bigger, dude.
Wait, he says what?
Dude, he'll talk about dudes being like, he's like, look at that dude, he's gay as fuck. All right, come over here, man. I gotta teach you
how
about this.
How old is he?
Like 40s. Like he's like a jock who is probably in a fucking frat who now has no friends.
Me and you have no
qualms. His wife doesn't like him.
Well, no qualms with like those types of jokes. But when you hear it from someone that's like douchey, you're like, you probably actually mean that shit.
Well, there's,
like ironically, it's funny. But like when you actually mean it, you're like, you need to come.
Well,
off
he's
like
also
cock.
Like straight up fucking sexual harassment-y.
Oh,
not like
God.
Just like little jokey stuff, like
pervy
stuff. No, well, with me,
yo, what's up, sweet tits?
Well, I was sitting behind this other dude training. And he's at the next cubicle, and he goes, Tony. I'm like, what? He goes, look over there right behind you, but don't be discreet. And I turn, and it's a new girl. Like, she's like a fucking, like, she comes in for like a week and works, and then she's like a contractor.
Sure.
She's at the desk behind us. The desks don't have walls on the bottom, and she's wearing a skirt.
Oh.
So imagine what he's actually telling me to look at.
Her vagina.
Her fucking panties.
Wow, what a
she's
fucking
in a skirt
creep.
And she's been sitting down all day and her legs aren't completely together at the moment. And I glance over and I go, why? Why? He's like, dude, that's fucking hot, dude. I've only told a few people you're on the in. I'm like, ew, you're a giant prick. And then later in the day, he'll rip on me for not having a fucking background in computer science and not know why I
How
don't know.
How does this dude still work at your company? Isn't the company
like... he's like a savant for their systems. He's been there for 15 years, so...
He's like irreplaceable, basically?
If someone goes, dude, there's a problem on any of our systems, he goes...
Got it.
I can troubleshoot that and I can work through it. Like...
But you see that girl's puss?
But my God, dude, that young piece of pussy over there. Hey, contractor slut.
God, like there's been people that like I've worked with. I remember at Mama Rose's, my first job, I was like only they're like, you can deliver one day because we got a morning guy and a night guy. I'm like, thank God I applied here to fucking deliver. And you told me I would deliver and work at Goodyear Heights, but I was working at Brown Street. If you're familiar with the area, it's a shithole.
Yeah, it is.
So my second week, driver comes in. Lit as hell. I don't know, from the night before, maybe the morning, not sure, maybe the whole night, who knows. And he's like, oh shit, I went to high school with her. Yo girl, what's up? And goes out into the the main lobby and just starts groping her.
Wow.
Like legit groping her. And he's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? We used to like kick it. Like, what's up? Like, what are you? I was like, what the fuck?
Ew, because you finger blasted her once in 92?
Dude, yeah, no, it was so weird. And then fucking like, and then I get like the next day, they're like, yeah, so we had to fire him due to sexual harassment of customers. I was like, good.
Yeah, you
God.
Can't be grabbing him by the puss in the fucking lobby of the
pizza
shop.
You're not our president. So, I've had my run-ins with that type of shit, and it's fucking awkward, dude. I hate that shit. It's the same thing when people like kind of just like think that you're racist or homophobic.
It's a multiple layer thing for him. Like, if I guess it's like, it increases because he's a prick of a person.
Yeah.
So like me hearing him being rude to people like that are asking questions, like really simple stuff, really nice. There's like two cool dudes on the team and like three others that just kind of suck. One of the cool dudes is like, oh, I have this one issue. He's like, so did you even try that? Did you even try this? All right, shut up. No, listen. So did you try this first before you came and bothered me?
All right, shut up. No, listen.
I'm serious. These are like fucking quotes. These are quotes from this fucking prick. And then like the kid's like, please, Mike, please. Like, dude, come on. And he's like, God, okay, I guess I'll come over and fix your fuck up. And I'm like, why do I want to work here? Oh my God, he's just a giant fucking prick. And he's your lead. Like, he's your big one. Like, your big guy.
The other day I was thinking about, you know how, like, people, like, you can't make certain jokes about certain things because, like, it's, like, everyone's been through a traumatizing event in their life and stuff like that. You don't want to offend anyone, like, comedians and stuff like that. I was thinking about, like, suicide. And, like, you know, people are like, oh my God, I'd kill myself.
Yeah.
I wasn't actually thinking about committing suicide. I was just thinking about the idea of saying like, oh man, like I would fucking kill myself if this was my plot in life. Like, you're probably thinking of the job, like, I just want to kill myself. Instead of that, I'm gonna start saying, I just want to cut my life into pieces.
It's my last resort.
That's what I'm saying. Isn't that good? I like that.
I think I did that to fucking Courtney one night. I literally was like, she's like, what's wrong? I'm like, nothing. I just hate everything. It's so dumb. I just want to cut my life into pieces. And she's like, what? And I'm like, it's my last resort. I'm Papa Roach song now. And she's like, oh my God.
I told that to Bob the other day. I'm like, I'm going to stop saying kill myself and just start saying I want to cut my life into pieces.
That's good.
Because that's fucking awesome.
That's way better.
All right, Tony. So do you have any cool news? You seen any cool trailers or anything like that? Anything cool happening in your life? Obviously, the job is not one.
No, but I have other things, other...
Is something monumental about to happen for you?
What? Monumental? No.
I'm typing code over here. Just pick up what I'm putting
down. Not monumental, but...
Let me come fix up your fuck up.
I'm hoping that... something else is just going to... Just something's going to change soon.
But as what I'm saying is I know what you're talking about. We got to be a little cryptic about this. I apologize, audience. Duh. But are you getting closer to...
Yeah, I'm excited about stuff. Yeah.
Okay. So things are looking good, though.
Yeah, so I'm not so worried about it. And, you know, maybe I'll be sick Monday. Who knows?
Oh. The old Tony call-off.
Fucking A.
The only... The old Tony cough-cough call-off.
Well, this one will be a... I'm just going to write straight up liquid diarrhea.
You don't have to call anyone?
No, you just email
them. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I can't do that because I'm like the only person that works that day. So yeah. I have to call and be like, yeah, so I'm like shitting out my mouth and puking out my ass. They're like, what? I'm like, never mind. Goodbye.
My eyes are made of jizz now.
Yeah, I got fucking soft teeth. I got to go.
I sunburnt my eyelids.
I think I contracted radioactive shit later.
No, I mean, Daredevil got canceled.
Dude, I saw that.
Yeah. Which is shocking because it's the best.
Yeah, and not only that, what sucks is Bullseye. We're never going to see like him actually come to fruition, like how they were laying it out.
Very stupid.
Now, I read an article that was like he's like, it was weird going to the writer's room when they were like, yo, like you're like Daredevil's canceled. And they're like, but there's season 4 on the wall, like laid out.
Yeah, like why, guys?
And they're like, well, you know, like Disney owns all of it and like Marvel and they're opening their own app. And so see you later, guys. Like, good on you.
Wonder what's going to happen to Punisher.
Yeah, that's the... Well, season 2 was already supposed to be shooting, and I think season 3 of Jessica Jones, which I could give a fuck less about, season was God trash.
Damn. Punisher's just...
Insane.
It's just awesome.
I really hope that what they do is they keep, like, the actors, like, for the Defenders and stuff like that, but only, like, have them in Punisher and in Daredevil, or keep them all out and just do Daredevil and Punisher. That's fine by me as well.
Yeah.
Imagine if, like, they fought Bullseye and Kingpin together. Oh, that'd be so dope.
Yeah, that'd be dope as fuck.
Yeah, so I'm hoping that they move it over to Disney. I know that, oh, God, hold on, let me look up his name real quick. It's, like, @RobotsKill, I think, on Twitter. He's a faithful listener of ours. He was worried that like Disney's so geared towards children that and family that they're not going to like want any dark adaptations of their characters and stuff. But I don't know, man, because like think about like Old Man Logan, like they own that now. Deadpool, they own that now. It's Fox.
Now they have to fucking broaden their horizons because the word don't put Disney just can't be PG.
Well, all right, but so you have Marvel, which is PG-13. That's Marvel is like the it doesn't say Disney and then Marvel. Like you don't see the arch, you know what I'm saying, in the front of a Marvel movie. You see the Marvel logo because they own that studio.
Yeah,
So they keep that, and then hopefully that they can keep doing what they're doing. I hope that they see that Daredevil's a success and keep pursuing that, is what I'm saying.
Or they make a new banner for Disney, and it's like Disney Magnum. Disney fucking laser.
It looks cool and it won't fit and you're taking it.
Disney Extreme.
Disney Magnum.
Disney Hardcore. You're gonna love this shit.
Well, Marvel,
this ain't your daddy's Mickey.
Yeah. Now look at his dicky. No, so like Marvel did this thing called Marvel Knights, and they're like, hey, how can we tell darker stories but like keep our regular kid fan base and shit like that?
Yeah.
So they named it Marvel Knights. That's how Moon Knight happened, and like darker characters like that. And obviously, I mean,
that's what I'm saying. It's like Disney Knight.
Yeah, but it was K-N-I-G-H-T.
You know, I know.
It was sick.
I'm trying to think of one that would work for Disney. Like Disney Danger Zone.
Disney After Dark.
That sounds like Cinemax. Fucking straight up like animal porn.
Yeah, Skinamax. That's what that sounds like when people say that shit.
After Dark.
I thought about us doing a skit where we get banished to hell, but it's because we hit the wrong button in the elevator, and we pop out, and it's like, hello, I am sitting on my liar's chair. What do you have to say, prolific liar? Like, Satan talking to us. We're like, oh, man, we didn't belong here. We wanted to get out of here, dude. Like, what are you doing to us? And he's like, all we have to offer you is Cinemax. And we're like, no!
That would be the whole clip? Yeah. It'd just be a little one?
Yeah, just a little sweet. Cinemax fucking sucks. Cinemax. It's on a fucking 24-hour repeat for eternity.
Every other weekend, you'll get a free weekend of stars.
Yeah, and also, you don't get Skinemax, the softcore porn.
It's age-restricted.
Yeah, and I know the lock code, and you don't. I'm like, I bet it's 66. Fuck.
You're a real prick, Satan.
God damn it.
I won't suck your red cock.
Yes, you will. While you're watching Cinemax. It's so hot and fiery.
It's like a fucking warhead in my fucking throat.
Warhead. What are those fucking hot tamales?
Yeah,
hot tamales. It's like a mouthful of hot tamales.
There's
when
another
comes.
One. I forget what the other one is. Like fire. I don't know.
But I figured we could have. I mean, now we're not going to do it, but I figured we could have like write out a skit like what you would see in hell.
Mm.
Like you're like, oh my god, there's
what
the,
my hell
yeah,
is?
Yeah, there's the pond of like fucking expired sandwiches. No.
Okay, as opposed to, you know, Hoagie's gone bad for Tony. Big fat Tony need a Hoagie fresh right in the fridgey. I was going to say like, you know, a mundane fucking nonstop like career that I don't love.
No, they'd be like a fucking it'd be like, this is your drive home from that job you hated for eternity.
You'll be driving
like you have time. That dread, but you never get home. Oh god, that's fucking freaky. Mine would be like, oh, look at that, I don't know. Oh, you remember when you went to Bonnaroo and you said that they had silent raves?
Yeah,
it'd be that, but like it'd only be chewing sounds in my headphones.
That's,
and I'd be surrounded
scary.
By assholes.
That'd be very scary.
Oh, that'd be terrible. Just glow sticks and dip.
I also think, like, you know, like, it's easy to go with the hardcore, like, forever having your eyes stabbed with razor blades. Like, cool, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, but,
it.
Like, what annoys you now? You're like, you.
No. I love you.
I love you too, bud.
Oh, like, not being able to warm your feet up when they're really chilly, but you're under a blanket?
So that'd be, like, your eternity.
That'd be a big one.
Or, like, a scratchy blanket.
Or, yeah. Or, like an ingrown hair.
You know what I hate? When you put your sock on and it like catches your toenail. Yep. I mean, I was like, this might as well be Chinese torture.
Or I just stub my toe for eternity.
Ow, ow, ow.
What was it? Oh, it was the movie The Endless. There's a guy who's in a loop of reality.
Yeah.
But it's only 4 seconds.
Yeah, you told me about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he just continues to stand up and blow his brains out. Stand up, blow his brains out. Just hit your toe. Hit your toe. Hit your toe.
yeah,
these are getting really lame.
That was my skit idea. What we'll never do. I was like, man, we should start a Patreon and start writing skits.
Forever feeling like you have to sneeze.
Oh, that would suck.
Oh my god. Or forever yawning, something like that.
Yawning, I would fucking cut my life into pieces.
Dude.
But I'm already dead, damn it.
You don't have any more resorts,
oh,
dude.
Oh man.
Hell resort, dude. Now, that's the name of it.
Now I live in a broken home.
Dude, I thought of a podcast idea. Did I ever tell
Wait,
you about
hold on,
this?
Did you
I know you're doing more.
Papa Roach.
To your Papa Roach bit.
Between angels and demons, dude, you know?
No, I don't know that. What's that?
You never heard Angels and Insects, my bad.
Oh, I was like, I don't know what that is.
There's no money. There's no pussy. That fucking video rocks. It goes through his brain like into a cockroach coming out of a microphone cord. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. Because that was like their thing was a cockroach with Papa Roach written on it. Yeah.
Well, I remember the first album was like a white and like a white background with the cockroaches and it said Papa Roach in like the left hand or right hand bottom corner.
Right,
top
right
corner,
bottom, yeah.
Right bottom.
I had that on the bus to school. Wearing out all the AA batteries in my fucking Walkman. Walkman CD
dude,
player
this has like
with
fucking,
stickers on it,
this
dude.
This is 19 second skip protection. Like, I could literally jump up and down for 19 seconds and I won't miss a beat. Yeah, no,
it's very funny.
My brother used to listen to DMB before I like had like good musical taste, and I'm sitting there jamming fucking Linkin Park, blasting it. Yeah. And he was like, bro, if you're going to ride with me to school, literally turn on your music and stop wearing so much deodorant. I was like, okay.
Okay, thanks, bro.
Because he was a senior when I was a seventh grader.
I don't think I realized how loud my headphones were on my head, like to where other people could hear what I was playing.
Yeah.
Till I was in like a quiet room with someone else blasting my headphones when I was letting them listen to my music.
And you're like, Jesus,
and
that's
like,
annoying.
Fuck me. Like, that's how many people on the bus hear me. Like, 12 people hear Linkin Park all day and Slipknot all day.
Crawling in my skin, dude.
Dude, it's crazy because I had the Sony ones that kind of wrap around the back of your head.
Oh,
and
I remember.
The,
that was my favorite,
circle.
The joggers. Yeah. Yeah, those were like the first jogging headphones.
I had those, and I had a, God, it wasn't a fucking Sony, but it was another one that was really kind of slick looking, and it was gray, and I had stickers all over it, like fucking Journey's foot stickers. And
oh, Journey's. The shoe store, not
the
band.
Hand sticker.
Yeah,
hand
yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that.
Tons of fucking stupid stickers that made it not close good.
Isn't that dumb as hell that Journey's logo was a hand?
Yeah. Not a foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know why. Like,
yeah.
Like, just, get out of my face, Journeys, is what I'm thinking.
No, it's like, hey, man, like,
look at this. It's on.
We're the opposite of this. Come to Journeys. You won't find fucking gloves.
Come to Journeys. You're not going to find gloves or a discount.
Or nail polish. Yeah, and our shoes are fucking marked up $30 and you can get anywhere else.
You want a pair of Chucks? $69.
Yeah. And,
why?
And blow me in the back. Maybe I'll knock off a dollar.
Fuck you. That lanyard's $29.
They're like, you want to buy some socks for $20? I'm like, how many pairs? They're like, one. I'm like, what
it's
the
a
fuck?
Pair of socks. I just told you that, sir.
Yeah. It costs $20. And I know they look like ballet slippers.
But they're no show.
Yeah. And
so
I'm like,
you're going to be real cool on the fucking skate track.
Why not another fucking. But just make it $150 for the day, I guess.
Oh, but my podcast idea.
Oh, yeah, please.
It's a stupid idea, but it all came to fruition in my head when I was singing Forever Young.
Reliving that dance.
But I'm fat, okay? Don't. But listen, Forever Young, but I'm fat.
Forever Hung?
Forever Lunch.
Oh, Forever Lunch.
I want
it to
eat
be.
Forever.
Oh, I
want to
eat. That's awesome. So wait, how's this a podcast? You just talk about your lunches?
Forever Lunch is just about you, what you do on your lunch, like how excited you are for everything you don't have to do, things you choose to do. Like on your lunch break, you watch YouTube videos.
I don't have a job like that.
Well, it's for me.
Oh, so this is you're breaking. Oh.
Well, I'm going to record it in this studio.
Oh, you're right, right, right.
Me and Norn will
probably
record it,
probably,
man.
Probably my day off. I'll just give you the keys.
Just taking selfies of me in your basement.
I'm having a great time.
Comfy down here.
I don't even know how this shit works, but I'm talking into a mic.
I hit the space bar.
That's what I see him do. Everything works.
But no, I just thought it'd be a funny fucking intro song because it'd be called Forever Lunch, and you just do like the first course of Forever Young. And then the podcast would mainly just be us discussing like the things in life that we really, really enjoy, or like just nerding out on the other nerd stuff besides, I guess, everything that this podcast doesn't talk about.
What's that? We talk about everything.
There's way more. We sometimes stop where we, you know, like I don't want to stop sometimes when I'm going crazy in
these
zones.
We don't have to. You'll start yawning right now. And
no,
we'll look at
not
the time.
Now. This is the funnest stuff for me sometimes.
You just yawned a second ago. I watched
you. Dude, it's because I'm tired. I was up at fucking 7 a.m.
Oh, wow. I was up at like 8:30.
So?
Yeah, it's like an hour and a half afterwards.
But I had a fucking mind-melting sad day. Was your day pretty casual?
It was nice.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And then I came home, made a beef stroganoff, eh?
No, I haven't eaten yet.
No, I did. Motherfucker.
Okay, my bad. Sorry. What, Forever Lunch? I forgot we were doing this show.
No, I'm just saying. How do you that's my podcast idea.
I know. How do you intro Forever Lunch? Nom, 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 nom. That's
no, I come in, I do this. I do this. I go. Hey, how's it going, guys? Oh, nice to see you again.
Welcome to Forever Lunch.
Nice to hear from you, dude. Just like we both woke up.
Yeah. Oh, Oh, didn't see you there.
We woke up into our own fantasy dream.
Yeah, remember when I made that commercial?
Or
when we
moved you imagine a whole episode devoted to fucking Lattice? Or a whole episode devoted to like fucking like you describing what skateboarding means to you, like meant to you, what you loved about it.
Fuck about that.
I could get in on that because no, I could talk
you
about.
You can't give a fuck about things that I care about on this show. Why would I just think that?
Well, because a lot of times I'm not prepared for these kinds of things.
So what I have to tell you, like, hey, I'm going to cry about skateboarding next episode. And you're going to be like, oh, I'm in. No.
That'd be cool, dude. And then I could cry yourself. About fucking RC cars and models, dude.
Yeah, and I don't give it. I like making fun of you about that. And you'd be like, oh, would you do an ollie into 50? And I'm like, it's a 5-0, dickhead.
Why do you think it's so emotionally sad?
What do you mean?
You still watch skateboarding videos for your pleasure.
Rarely.
Rarely. I'm too busy on Destiny.
I'm dead inside, yeah. I just play Destiny. I'm Destiny inside.
Some of your favorite fucking tunes to play when you're fucking drinking a little bit.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's
what fun. Was it? It was Meatloaf. I'd do anything for love. Was it Hootie?
I don't know. What
Let
do you mean?
Cry.
What do you mean? There's so many.
No, like we used to go like to Brubaker's like back in the day.
Oh, Brubaker's. Yeah, you'd play Seal and you'd play.
Oh,
fucker.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
It was Seal and then Within the Ruins off of the
which
Invade
is so
record.
Stupid because it's like
deathcore,
such a fucking death metal song.
And
out
then,
of nowhere.
And then I'd play that Meatloaf song.
Yeah,
I'd do anything for love. And then I would play Black Dahlia Murder. Usually.
It's so dumb. It was the dumbest combo.
And I would do that thing where you have to pay more to skip other people's songs. God, I lived for that shit. Like just looking at something like, dude, it's on next. I know it. And then fucking like Seal comes on. They're like, what the
yeah,
fuck?
Yeah, and then you're cracking up in the side of the bar.
Yeah, and you're like, fucking, they're looking
like,
at
that's
you.
That's the one that they're going to beat
yeah,
the shit out of you.
See that little douche? He played that song for sure. Look at him. God,
they
want
to hear their Brooks and Dunn, bro.
Okay, wow. So I like your podcast idea.
Thanks, dude.
Did you hear about the Fallout 76 possible class action lawsuit?
Why not? It is a fucking scam.
They started refunding people money for their purchases because they bought like this like $100 version of it and it came with like this satchel.
Yeah.
And then they made it out of something way different than they said. And they said, that, well, we ran out of material. Here's 500 coins, which doesn't even buy you the actual satchel in the game. How awesome is that?
No, they're fucking...
You still can't even afford it with real money.
They're total cocksuckers. So these motherfuckers...
But they refunded people and not others. And so this like law firm's like, yeah, we're gonna investigate and possibly file a fucking...
Class action lawsuit. Yeah,
yeah, and get everyone their money back.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. And they're like, this game doesn't even work. Fuck them. Like, it's crazy.
It is crazy. Like, Bethesda was one of the most well-regarded companies in gaming.
Yeah, you had Fallout, you had Dishonored, you had Skyrim.
They were fucking...
Powerhouse.
Yeah, they're geniuses. They fucking...
You think they just tried to crank this one out way too fast?
Yeah, they're literally a power grab. Because once they released Skyrim, they realized what they had in terms of something that's marketable. And that's why you can buy a fucking like 10th year edition, Ultimate Extreme Edition, fucking V2 edition.
This is out. Now, you played that Elder Scrolls Online. Do you not have a lighter?
No.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
What?
For
I'm sorry, cigarettes. Dude. I'm over here just looking slim with no lighters in my pockets.
I wanted to show you my good thigh interrupted by a lighter in the middle.
Look at this smooth line.
Oh, that is smooth.
You could grind that.
Yeah, you could 50 this. You could nose bone it, Paul. fuck, what were we talking about? Oh, Fallout. Yeah. So you have Elder Scrolls.
Online, yeah.
What did you think of that?
That was built... For
no,
a purpose.
No, I'm saying, what did you think of it is what I'm asking.
Oh, I thought it was a fucking convoluted pile of shit. I hate MMOs. I'm very bad at them.
Okay, well then, all right, so they
but
failed at that.
No, they didn't fail at Elder Scrolls Online. They gave you an MMO that was called an MMO. I don't like MMOs.
Isn't that what 76 is?
No. 76 is different than Elder Scrolls Online. 76 is a smaller... More contained open world multiplayer like experience.
So it's still an MMO.
I don't know.
Because it says it's online only.
It is online only, but there's still story for you to kind of follow, but it's shitty.
Oh, so like Destiny.
And there's no challenge. And there's no like. No, there's no content.
Wow.
It's like fucking. Most of the missions are go and collect some sort of loot and just. Good.
That sounds
thanks.
Like Destiny, yeah.
It's not good, man.
But Destiny
you should
also
get
does,
it, though.
Does, I,
it's
no,
on sale.
God, no. Fuck, no. You would never play it again anyways. I'm surprised you haven't just deleted it. You probably did.
What?
Elder Scrolls?
No, I have it.
Wow. Why are you letting that take it? How many gigs is that?
Oh, it's deleted.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You probably deleted it.
Oh, yeah, I deleted it. It's 100 gigs.
Yeah, that's fucking dumb.
It's so dumb.
1/10 of your fucking PlayStation.
Dude.
What's on sale right now? Elder Scrolls?
Well, this is funny. I don't care. Not Elder Scrolls. Fallout 76 came out like 10 days ago.
Yeah, we talked about this last episode.
And it's now even cheaper.
Yeah.
Than 40.
What?
I think you can get it for 35, $34.99.
Because they dropped Spider-Man down for Black Friday to like 40.
Dude, but... this is the first week of a launch.
That is way true.
It's not, dude, it's not like they're doing it just for fucking like funsies for the holiday.
Yeah.
They're like, we can't get these out of here.
Well, I'm not going to lie. Like, Destiny, I think, did a really smart thing with releasing 2 right before Forsaken came out.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, here, have the base game for free. There's 3
and
fucking.
Forsaken's $39.
Yeah. Well, and then before Forsaken, you have to buy the fucking 2 other DLCs to get to Forsaken.
Gotta get there.
Yeah, so I think it's like $60 without the season pass. It's 100 with the season pass, or maybe 80, I can't remember. But yeah, that was a really good idea on their part, like business-wise, because they're like, hey, release this game, give them the crack for free,
yep,
and then they'll come back and buy more.
Yeah.
I did. Bob did. Bob's brother did.
I almost did.
Fucking, yeah, you almost did. I hope once you're done with that, like, oh, you're gonna have to, I'm almost at $5.99 now.
Yeah.
Or no, I'm at $5.99. I'm almost at $600.
That's good.
It's crazy. We just did our first Nightfall last night.
You should be doing those once a week.
I know. This was the first time we could because we finally had another person because only Bob and I played that had a high enough light that we knew.
That's crazy.
We played with Andrew the one time and he was like the 50 light below what you needed to be. And he's like, I just got to stand back here and be your respawn point, basically. He's like, everyone's immune to me. I can't hit him. He's like, so I'll just stand back here and then once you die, you'll pop back to me instead of going back to the beginning.
Good Lord.
That's good.
It's a good tactic.
So Magic Camp, have you heard of this?
I'd go to Magic Camp.
Would you?
Yeah.
What was your favorite of camps, Tony?
Fucking Camp Fitch.
No, I'm saying not the ones that you went to, but ones you saw on TV, like Space Camp.
Oh,
Magic Camp. Rockstar
probably
Camp.
Probably
like Woodward. That was one of mine.
Apache Indian Camp.
All right. So
what?
You're not taking this seriously at all.
I wanted to be one with the woods.
No, you didn't. You
talk
watched,
to eagles, spirits.
You barely watched fucking Dances with Wolves once, and you're watched like, oh, I could do that.
Dance by the Moonlights.
Dances with Wolves is way too long.
It is way too long. And, dude, Last of the Mohicans is my jam, by the way. So.
I know, it is. Yeah.
And the fucking Revenant.
That's...
kind of got some Indians in there, dude.
Yeah, Native Americans, but yeah,
they're
not,
totally
not
tracking them down with their red Indian eyes.
Ah, yeah, you're saying it again. You're doing it. Huh? I don't know if you notice.
He was just so deadpan faced, like, ah, there it is.
Yep. Oh, huh.
And I was like, I can just stab
you're like
him.
Daughter Feather. I'm like, what?
Oh, Running Brook.
Yeah, Dot or Feather. They smell like curry. They go, whoa, 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 whoa. Which one?
Sorry, I coughed in the mic. No, my favorite camp was probably
that one that you probably didn't get to go to. Obviously, I never
fucking
got to go to
like that. Film camp, like a movie camp.
That'd be cool. Yeah, mine was either Woodward or Space Camp. Space Camp looks so dope back in the day. Every motherfucker that went on Double Dare won like a fucking
Space Camp trip.
Yeah, like a week or 2 weeks. Like the whole family went.
I used to think when I was real dumb that you got to go to space. Like, I was like, dude, Space Camp's got to be so crazy expensive because you're in space. I was like, God, you're so dumb, dude.
Yeah, that
just
is.
Just played GoldenEye, you idiot.
That is stupid.
Yeah.
Funny,
pretty,
though.
Pretty That's dumb,
funny.
Yeah.
All right, so Magic Camp, Tony, is a show coming to Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Written by Steve Martin way back in the day, never used the script. Your boy Jeffrey Tambor is in it.
Yeah.
And Adam Levine.
Pop, get a snack.
Yeah, pop, get a snack. Adam Levine is a magician that returns to his childhood magic camp in an attempt to reinvigorate his career.
Adam Levine, isn't that the guy from Maroon 5?
Oh, fuck. What's the dude from Workaholics?
Isn't
that the same
Adam
name?
Devine?
Devine. Yeah, I wrote Adam Levine because I love that. Girls like you, I'll be in poo. That song?
Never heard it.
Oh, it's good. It's a fucking... yeah, you have. Nope. You had to have. They played in your douchey office.
Never.
But yeah, that song rocks. Check that song out. It's Maroon 5. But yeah, so I'm assuming that Jeffrey Tambor is his like original counselor, and he goes back because his like act is bad.
Oh, kind of like a Mr. Feeny in Boy Meets World.
Very much so.
Going to college with him.
Yeah, he becomes the dean.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a principal, and then he's a dean, yeah. So that sounds pretty cool. I'm excited for that. That Disney app, dude, I think is going to be way good.
Yeah, you're going to get it. I know.
That DC app looks sick too,
though.
Well,
I'll get that login, so I know that.
What if you got the Disney, I got the DC, and gave you the DC login?
It's the same price, right?
I think Disney's actually going to be pretty cheap, like under $5, I think they said.
Done.
And then,
because you know, Courtney will fucking like that.
The DC app, though, they're doing a Swamp Thing live action show.
That's cool.
That's so dope.
Oh, I also heard they're making a Blade Runner anime.
What?
Yeah, for Netflix.
Whoa, really?
And all of Evangelion, the original series anime, is coming in January to Netflix.
Dude, how fucking dope would it be if they owned that property?
Yeah.
And they can, like, well, not own, but, like, leased it. That would, like, could you imagine that drawing now, like, with, like, the Castlevania?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be good.
Dude, fucking best mech show of all time. It's incredible.
I never watched any of it. I've seen a lot of them,
so
though.
Fucking
and I've seen,
dope.
Like, parts of it, but, like, I don't give a fuck about, like, the whole people aspect.
There's a
of it.
Ton of fucking, like, we're in high school. Shinji, what are you having for lunch today?
I think the only thing that I liked that did that was Parasite.
Yeah,
Parasite was so funny. Like him, like fucking, like want me to jerk you off? Ah, the water's cold, and he's like, "What are you doing?" Like that show's fucked up.
There's a game called Persona 5, and I almost bought it. It was on sale for like 30 instead of 60. And
dang,
it's a really, really highly rated JRPG. But you are a high schooler, and the high school politics are like a huge part of the game. I was like,
that sounds awful.
Fuck, that's stupid.
Like, why would you want to why would you want a VR high school?
Yep, it really is. Ugh. It's like a Sims of high school. Then it's a sick action game.
That's dumb as hell. I see this thing on, I play Words with Friends, and they have this thing where you choose reactions to like, oh my God, I found my boyfriend cheating on me. What do I do? And it's like, flip out, shoot him in the face. It's not even that cool, though.
Yeah.
Cut his life into pieces. Nothing. Have you heard about this game called Soma? It's like a horror game.
I've heard of a game called Soma.
It's coming to PlayStation 4.
It's on PC
for
and
free.
Like Steam, right?
For free in December. That's the free game.
Oh, okay, cool.
And it's supposed to be like really horrific.
Scared?
Yeah.
I don't even like playing fucking Biohazard, Resident Evil.
Oh,
it
really?
Sucks. It's so scary.
What about Dead Space?
That one I can deal with.
Really?
Not just barely, because it's so awesome.
I almost pee.
Dude, Isaac is so badass.
He is dope. I love it. When Dead Space first came out, I don't even think I had a system at this point. And Tony was like, dude, you gotta play Dead Space. So I was like, I don't really like horror games that much. And he's like, no, dude, everything's practical. Like, imagine if you got shipwrecked with this fucking ritualistic stone, you gotta figure out what the fuck it is. And they're turning all these people into mutants, but like, you say you like you need a solder, right? You got like that fucking sick arc blade. That's what you do to shoot them with, dude. It's so dope.
I can't believe you remembered that conversation so well. Because I did brag about it that way, dude.
Hold on. Like me, you've repeated yourself throughout the years and brought
for
that back
real,
up.
For real, dude. We're both like dead records.
Oh, yeah. He had just Marvel. Yeah. Marvel.
Sub by 8. Sub by 8.
Netflix got Dracula, a Netflix miniseries, like live action.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to watch that show. Why are we not picked up by fucking like the
Nerdist.
Biggest podcast networks?
Every
podcast
week.
One, I'll suck a dick.
The one thing that I did want to, this is my last news story. It's about Red Dead. Red Dead Redemption 2, 19 horses ranked. Oh, fuck. No, that's not it. I had this article that like showed you where to get. There's a spawn spot. Did you know where it is?
I got a spawn spot for what?
Every horse in the game.
Oh, I already got the greatest horse in the game.
Okay, I was about to say, because like, you can go to this one spot. I have no idea where it is. I don't play the fucking game. But every single horse spawns there.
Jesus.
All the time. It's just like a spawn pool for it. Like, once you find it, it's like the fountain of horses.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
There really are, like, the horses are such a fucking big part of that game. And now, Red Dead fucking Online just came online.
Yeah, so how's that?
Whoa.
Is it good?
Dude, it's insane. There's so much content, I don't know where to start.
Wait. Don't you just get shot by everybody all the time?
No. So, I'm in my own version bubble of the fucking world, which is a huge world. It's bigger than Skyrim. So, you're in a world, but it's built for the online community. So, you'll see other pink dots. Those are dudes running around. You can go and fucking shoot them or parlay with them or trade with them.
That's the PvP aspect.
Yeah.
Just like Destiny.
And then it's pretty easy. If you parlay with someone, it bounces you away from them. So you can kind of avoid people if you really want and go where you want
to
go.
So wait, if someone tries to parlay with you, you can be like, nah?
Like you can just fucking be like, nope.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they can't just randomly run up to you and shoot you
in
the face.
You still have to avoid that. like, if you can. It's still the Wild West, Paul.
Yeah, my bad.
But you can go to fucking 32-player showdowns, which are fucking battle royales.
Wow.
So knives only is a mode. Fucking, like, kind of like a pick up the weapon that
like
you kill.
Oh, like PUBG or like Fortnite.
Dude, it's like that, but Old West. Shit, dope.
That is cool. Have you been playing a lot of
the... fucking Maxim minigun.
Is that your gun sound? Could you imagine if guns sounded like that? Wars would be so fun. Like someone fires a missile, it's like...
little like reload.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's what... Oh, he got shot in the face. Mike! Sweet Lord. All right, so yeah, you're enjoying it.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah, there's so many modes. You can have resources that you still spend in town, and you can buy stuff. You can upgrade your fucking self. You can get a posse and live in a camp and have everyone meet there. And
is that like a clan?
Yeah.
That's cool.
But it's like a physical place that you can kind of upgrade. You guys can work on. So you could have like kind of like a little bit of like actual fucking like... You know, in Destiny, when you're on the fucking...
The tower,
and you're playing the soccer game. If the soccer game was, like, one of 100 things in that area to do actively, and, like,
but, I mean, you connect can, like, with. You can, like, fuck around in Destiny in a lot of different ways, though.
That's exactly what I'm saying, is, like, it don't has just, don't more just of give that. The, no, I'm saying
don't
if...
Don't just give me the soccer ball, dude. I don't need that.
What?
Don't fucking diminish us.
I'm not diminishing Destiny.
Us Guardians.
I'm saying, hey, when you go to the fucking tower, you guys could have a whole community there.
We do.
Hmm. Yeah. I don't know about that.
Yeah, we do.
Dude, just look. You'll never understand, bro.
I won't. I'll give it to fucking Red Dead once everyone
else
sold
it. From someone?
No.
You gonna rent it?
No. Once it's like fucking like $10 or like you're like, I need to sell this.
You'll get it?
If you sell it, sure. For
$10? No, I'm not selling it.
I'm not going to get it now. I'm too invested in Destiny, and I'm probably going to get Spider-Man. Not sure. Spoilers. I think it's Joseph's Christmas gift.
Spoilers.
But I think that I'm going to get that, so I'll have like that as my offline game, and then my online gaming is strictly Destiny 2 right now.
Yeah.
And it's going to be... I mean, dude, I don't even want the new Call of Duty, and fucking Blackout sounds dope as fuck.
Does it?
Yeah, Battle Royale with Call of Duty, like, fucking
play.
Oh,
it's incredible.
That's like, my shit. Right? Like, I was telling Andrew when we were playing PUBG, I was like, this concept is perfect. PUBG is garbage. When I first started playing, I was like, or I'm just, like, the fucking most non-sweaty person on this fucking map. Yeah. But, like, once I started getting the hang of it, it was a lot more fun. But Black Ops, like, I understand. Like, that's like riding a bike, dude.
All I'm saying is, that mode on... Yeah, it's just a fucking awesome, shined up, polished fucking...
Everything from now until the end of time will have a Battle Royale in it.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the Destiny 3.
Go down all the
fucking,
games. All
fucking
the cool
grab
games.
A, grab a Thunderlord right off the rip, dude. Grab
500
piece of helmet or like a 10 piece of helmet. That'd be so dope. Like your light level matters. Yeah. Oh, man. Bungie, get on it. Last thing I have to say about news, I was going to go through these shows. This is the Disney like live action shit coming for their shows.
Okay.
Lady and the Tramp. Yeesh. Magic Camp sounds cool. Don't know that one. Three Men and a Baby. Some of these are movies, and I don't know which ones. Father of the Bride. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. The Parent Trap. The Sword in the Stone. That sounds dope.
Yeah, that's
I'm
the
into that.
First one that I was really pumped on.
Don Quixote.
All right, if
that
it's
might be
cool. If yeah, it's like Marco Polo.
Yeah. Fuck, you love Marco Polo.
Love Marco Polo.
The Paper Magicians, which I've heard of, but I don't know what are. And that's it.
Are they like origami magicians?
No, Tony. I don't. Maybe actually, I don't, like I said, I don't know what they are.
It could be. Could be like, you know, Kubo in the Two Strings style.
High Fidelity.
Dude, did you know John Cusack's coming to Akron to do a live fucking screening of High Fidelity and then to chat with the audience?
Q&A? What?
Yeah,
when?
Like to like the Civic.
When?
I think it's like tickets are on sale now. It's like $50.
That
40
has
bucks.
To be sold out. That
I don't
legit
know.
Has that's a small theater.
Yeah,
that
my sister sent me a link to it, and I was like, "That is fucking crazy that he's like
that's so cool
having a Q&A on
Kevin
that
Smith,
movie."
Like, did that with like Yoga Hoser's Red State. He did not do it with Tusk,
but
like,
not
he,
with like fucking. It'd be like him going back and being like, "I want to watch Chasing Amy with a crowd." Like
he's
that'd
done
be
that.
Cool
yeah,
for
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah.
But
they
I just don't think John Cusack was doing that.
They
stuff.
Do well. Yeah, especially in Akron, that's so odd because like he would do Vulgarthons and he'd show like five movies and they do a Q&A with like a bunch of people that are in it in Jersey though. That
this is
sense.
Weird. He's not from Akron.
So High Fidelity, they're making a series about it.
Oh, okay.
That sounds kind of fun.
Yeah, it could be funny.
The Clone Wars Season 7.
Dude, have you seen Star Wars fucking Rebels or Renegades or something? It's an animated Star Wars show.
Star Wars Rebels, yeah. It looks like the same animation as Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It looks fucking crazy.
That's been out forever.
It's new. I saw it in a fucking, like, a new preview, I thought.
I thought Star Wars Rebels...
It was about, like, the Last Jedi kind of shit. Like, BB-8 was in it.
Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah.
Hold on. Star Wars...
It might not be Rebels. I think it's, like, brand new.
Yeah, 2014 to 2018 was Star Wars Rebels.
It must be another Star Wars animated show, because... It had BB-8 in it. I know that for a fact.
All right, get off my ass.
Just saying, dude. Don't fucking jam my ass up.
Untitled Mighty Duck series. That's sick. That's cool. I like that. Yeah, a fucking like whole entire movie or series geared towards hockey, like fucking Mystery Alaska.
Yeah, I mean,
dig that.
I like Mighty Ducks.
Monsters Inc. series.
That could be fucking awesome.
That could be way cool. Exploring more of the factory, yeah, and like all the fucking different monsters and shit. A Muppet series.
Nah.
And then you heard about the Loki series with actually fucking Tom Hiddleston. Is that his name?
Yeah, Tom Hiddleston.
Playing as like it's like a yeah, it's like a one-off series. And fucking, Elizabeth Olsen, Scarlet Witch.
Oh.
And Untitled Falcon and Winter Soldier series. Dude, that's dope. The Mandalorian series.
That's cool.
That's amazing. Wait, you don't like the Falcon and fucking Bucky?
I like Bucky.
Untitled Rogue One prequel series.
I love Bucky.
With those actors.
With those actors.
That's amazing, dude.
Well, they better bring it.
Holy shit, we're at 41 minutes. All right, you want to hop into Genre 5?
What?
Did you do this?
Did I do this?
Sick. All right, awesome. I can't wait to hear it. All right, so Genre 5. Chance, you've been waiting for months, possibly years.
With bated breath.
Yeah. God, is he blue and dead now because he was holding his top 5 dope scenes in shitty movies.
Uh-huh.
Tony, give me your first.
The Matrix 2, the highway scene. Because that movie is
the twins.
It's just an AIDS-ridden piece of shit compared to its big brother.
Wow.
What?
Nothing.
I don't think I was harsh.
Just AIDS. Weird.
You don't like the word AIDS, do you?
It's just a weird thing to compare a movie to.
It's riddled.
Riddled with AIDS.
Just riddled
like with you could have more than one AIDS.
Just all of it. Just hyper AIDS.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense now. All right, yeah, I'm in.
Just bad way. Just a bad way.
But that scene is sick as hell. They're jumping from like car to car, crushing them.
I was thinking about it. You know why?
Phasing through cars.
It's because it actually, for me, it's more than just the highway because it starts in the building.
Yeah.
When you first see that they're fucking translucent and shit.
Mm-hmm. They can teleport,
kind of. Dude, sword play and shit and the fucking Glock.
Yeah, that's good.
Dope.
Oh, man. Yeah, you love tacticalness.
Dude, it's so tacked.
Oh, it's tacked as hell. My first one is Sandman Transformation in Spider-Man 3.
Oh, yeah. That was
when he puts his hand
pretty
up.
Pretty one, yeah.
Like, when he's sand and it falls in and stuff like that. The music behind it and shit. Like, it's so good. The only thing that sucks about that scene is when it, like, turns from the CGI to him.
Yeah.
That looks terrible. But, yeah.
Stupid.
I love that transformation. That's good.
It is cool.
What else you got?
Even
him getting sucked away. Like, remember his hand just starts disappearing?
Yeah.
And then, oh, it looks so fucked up. His face looks so
cool.
What
did I see? Oh, I watched a clip of Polar Express, and it's one of my favorite shots in that film, is the homeless dude who's, like, on the top of the train all the time. He, like, gives him, like, a fucking finger and then
the
disappears into snow. I'm like, fuck, that looked good.
But you hate Polar Express?
Not hate it at all. Just, like, I'm not, like...
So, wait, is that one of your... top 5 dope scenes in shitty movies?
No, that was just me bringing it up because you talked about fading away.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is a cool scene.
Yeah.
Polar Express is weird for me.
I mean, it makes me emotional, and it's got the music from Edward Scissorhands in it.
It really does, and like, that's awesome, but I don't really like the content of the... It's kind of like BFG.
Oh, it's totally fucking mundane content.
Yeah, and not only that, the kids look creepy.
The
close
kids
to
look
reality.
Bad. Tom Hanks looks great.
Tom Hanks is like...
It looks like Tom Hanks.
It does, but I'm saying like... It looks like the kids that play the role, but what I'm saying is that like they look creepy and like waxy and like something's wrong with them. Tom Hanks kind of looks believable.
I'd say they were like 2 years early on where their animation level should have been.
Oh my God, you're about Toy Story 4?
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
That'll be a depressing one.
Oh, yeah. Whew. Toy Story 3 was rough.
Dude, just getting straight up thrown into fucking Goodwill bins.
Not only that, into the fire by that fucking shit-ass bear.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't have these new toys here. I run this plantation.
Jolly Bear, see you later.
Let them burn.
Yeah, it's depressing as fuck.
It was like Fozzie Bear. I don't know.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What else you got?
X-Men Origins Wolverine, the war sequence at the beginning.
That is dope.
Of the brothers going through Civil War and like fucking World War One and World War Two.
Yeah, well, it's him and Sabretooth.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Which isn't right.
No.
Sabretooth isn't his brother.
No.
Juggernaut is. Fuck, that's Xavier's brother. My bad.
Yeah. Because he's like, wear the helmet.
Yeah.
Fuck. My brother's a prick.
Was Wolverine and Sabretooth related originally? I remember his name was James in the movie and he had the bone.
Oh, no,
claws.
I just thought that they were like very, similar characters.
First mutants and shit. Mine is the next one is plane crash scene knowing.
That's my third one.
Dang, yeah, nice. All right, we'll cover this now.
That scene is stupid awesome compared to everything else before and after it.
But like even standalone, like you watch that and you're like, this is sick.
It's some of the crazy best CGI. I was like, this is the realest crash I've ever seen.
And not only that, the fact that it's one take, him helping people, dragging people. Like there's so many variables that could have gone wrong with that shot, or how many times they had to do it to get it that perfect. But holy fuck, it is so cool. And one of the first like really like long shots that I realized in a movie, like, wow, I can't believe that was one shot all the way through.
No, it's on there for a reason for me because I was like, God damn, that was a good shot.
Well, I'll do my third one. The bullet hitting Superman's eye and Superman Returns. The only redeeming quality of that movie, and it didn't redeem it. It was just awesome.
It was awesome.
And they showed it in the trailer, which sucks.
Yeah, they really blew the load on that one.
Yeah, and then fucking Kevin Spacey was like in between touching boys and fucking like filmed that shitty portrayal of Lex Luthor.
Bad days.
What else you got?
I got Mortal Kombat, the Scorpion fight.
That is dope, the statue.
Because now looking back, I've watched that recently. And yes. And I was like, the only fight that has redeeming quality is the fucking Scorpion fight in the fucking bamboo with fucking Luke, with Johnny Cage.
I don't know, man. There's a lot about that movie that's cool.
It's very little, in my opinion. I'm like, fuck.
Dude, the Shang Tsung fight is actually kind of dope, and so is the Goro Johnny Cage fight where he socks him in the nuts.
That one's fun
and memorable,
but still so damn corny compared.
When fucking Sonya Blade breaks Kano's neck, right between her fucking legs, right by her pussy.
Pussy just heating the back of his brain up.
And then, snap.
Good way to go.
I like to cut my life into pieces in between those legs.
I see you have much more revere for it than I do.
That film is reverent with me.
Yeah.
My next one is Darth Maul fight and the pod racing in episode one. It was a
two. That's the movie. It was a shitty movie compared to those two things.
Oh, but Darth Maul in general just rocks.
Duel of the Fates is perfect. You only had to do it once.
No, then you go, whoa. I thought you were
gonna
hit me
hold
up.
That note. I'm good.
Okay. Yeah, that's good shit right there. Yeah.
As they're like doing nothing, it's like and they're meditating.
Oh god. Oh my god. That seems rocks. That used to be my fucking ringback tone.
The hum of the fucking lasers, like with like Maul, like just waiting, biting his time,
scratching him,
dude. So quick, like where he's like
and quiet. Well, it's funny because like fucking Obi-Wan's restless too.
Yeah,
Qui-Gon's just sitting there getting centered.
Dude, it sucks because he's like such a Jedi.
How dope would it be if they made a Qui-Gon?
That'd be good.
Like a prequel.
That would be good.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. And imagine if like Darth Maul was like fucking in the shadows, like learning his techniques and shit.
Give me like a Liam Hemsworth to play him.
That would be cool. But imagine if like that's how he found out how to get that one kill shot on him.
Yeah.
Or why he had the double blade, because he found out that like Qui-Gon couldn't fight double blades.
That would be cool.
That would be so sick. Ugh.
Double blades is dope.
So cool. So impractical, but so cool.
So smart. Well, same thing, yeah, with Kylo Ren with his fucking, like, the hilt.
No, that actually does make sense for Star Wars Universe, because the motherfuckers get their limbs chopped off.
It does, but also, all you have to do is fucking bend your arm like you could cut yourself with your own fucking lightsaber very easily.
He trained with it, idiot. Well,
dude, there's a scene in Last Jedi where he's, like, locked up, and he's got his lightsaber, and it's like, burning his eyebrow off. And I was like, dude, 1 millimeter more, it'd be melting your eye. Like, fuck, dude, it's dangerous.
What's your last one?
My last one is the movie Doom. The first person shot in that film was so revolutionary in my, like, I was like astonished at how cool that was.
That was pretty
It went for like 6 minutes and it was like him reloading, him grabbing different guns. Like,
imagine if they made a Doom movie, but hardcore Henry style, just like all first person.
It would have been fucking insane.
I bet a lot of people would be like, why didn't you just make the game, dick? And you're like, yeah, good point.
Good point. Because it's a game just like that.
Yeah.
I see what you're getting at.
Our bad. Man, that was a waste of $120 million.
You know, Michelle Rodriguez is going to be our team leader.
Yeah, like, you see a lot of her.
Yeah, well, I'm always looking at her.
Yeah. They just call me Duke Nukem. It's like, it's Doom, dickhead. Ah, fuck. My son loved the game. I was trying to make this for him.
For that fucking scene, though, it was unlike anything. It was like they were like, hang on. Do you have a limp penis? Give us a sec. It's the end of the movie. Let me know what you think of this. And then you're like, engorged. And then you're like, it was still Doom. That thing sucked.
That movie is weak as hell.
Yep.
My last one is the alien skull on the ship in Predator 2. That scene. And it's like a second.
Oh, Predator 2 with Danny Glover?
Yeah, in the city. It's like the concrete jungle.
It's bad.
It's rough, dude. Yeah. Like, Josie and I watched them back to back, and I was like, I like this movie. And she was like, it's shit. And I was like, I don't think so. And then like I watched it, and I was like, yeah, you're right. This is way
the
shit.
One redeeming scene besides the skull, which is awesome.
I was about to say, that was one of the first times that they've done this in a fucking sci-fi movies. Match two universes. They exist. He killed a fucking Xenomorph. Yeah. And has his skull.
Yeah.
That's the coolest thing ever.
That
sparked the AVP thing.
Yeah.
Was Predator it was, 2.
Yeah.
That fucking throw, literally, it's like maybe 2 seconds long.
Yeah. So sick. Like seeing E.T. in fucking episode one.
What?
E.T. is one of the races.
Yeah. And R2-D2's in fucking J.J. Abrams' Star Trek.
Yeah.
And then J.J. Abrams went on to fucking film Star Wars.
Yeah. Dude, he does a lot.
Oh, so much money. Well, there you go, Chance. There's our fucking top 5 scenes in shitty movies.
Oh, the other scene I was going to say, like in Predator 2, is when the alien is fixing himself. He breaks the sink and crushes up.
Yeah.
I like that. The little like healing
scene. The pottery and shit.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, is he busting down? Oh, he's got that porcelain.
Yeah. Oh, that porcelain does heal.
Wow. I use it all the time. Porcelain paste. Oh, with the green goo, it's better.
Yeah. All right, let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections. Tony, hit me with something.
I saw Ant-Man and the Wasp.
What? You haven't seen that yet?
Nope.
What'd you think?
It was like Ant-Man.
It was.
But with the Wasp.
But it was
great. Evangeline Lilly's great as her.
I think Paul Rudd was good.
She's cool. Yeah.
And they still did the whole thing like where like, what's his name?
The sidekick.
No, the Mexican dude.
Yeah, the sidekick.
Okay, right on.
He's got his own thing, yeah.
But yeah, he does a thing where he talks like real quick and everyone acts out his parts.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah, that is funny.
That's so good.
There's
a lot of awesome scenes, but I felt like they did away with so much in the trailer, except for Michelle Pfeiffer. She was cool as hell.
Yeah.
Sorry, knocking the mic. And the Quantum Zone.
I love the Quantum Realm.
Quantum Realm, yeah. So, I think that's going to have a lot to do with the Infinity War.
I do too.
Cause he,
yeah,
that
yeah no I know
okay
but yeah no it was all right. It's like 7 out of 10. Like, it's not one I'd watch again anytime soon.
I would completely agree with it. Seven.
Yeah,
I watched The Informant.
There's an exclamation
point on it with Matt Damon
talking to himself.
I fucking dude, his
he's
narration,
so smart.
His narration is awesome because he's like, oh, like, he just takes such mundane things and then talks about that, like, in between, like, insanely, like, horrific things that are happening to him or he's lying about.
Yeah.
I love this movie. I give it an 8.
Dude, I knew you'd like it once you got to the end because you're like,
you
oh, wow.
You said that it was shitty. You're like, it's boring as fuck.
It is boring as fuck.
I knew you'd like it.
Until the end.
No, I think the whole movie's awesome because he's, like, such a smug, weird asshole and you don't really know where it's going. And then you find out and you're like, what a fucking idiot chud.
It was kind of like watching, like, The Talented Mr. Ripley for me. It's very long feeling.
I didn't feel like it was that long.
To get somewhere, you could have got a little quicker.
Fair enough.
Just the pacing.
Hey,
just the pacing.
Hey, that's all you, man.
Hey, yeah. Free cunch, dude.
Yeah.
Free cunch.
Free cunch.
Okay. Oh,
Where am I?
Was that?
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
Next one.
Dude, shut
did you
up,
get,
bro.
Is this fine?
I hate you.
Can I put it in now?
This is a serious one.
All right. The Talented Miss Ripley.
Sorry, so Talented Miss Ripley.
Could have been shorter.
What a hunk Jude Law is. Want to suck him good.
I loved him in Match Point, but this movie really encompasses his
really,
sexiness.
Really took him there. I watched Children of Men again.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Dude, it's probably the 29th time.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's so much shit to watch, and you're like...
Uh-uh. Dude.
Sorry.
The film is perfect.
It's like a fucking dolphin.
Dude. Uh-uh. Michael Caine is incredible. It's one of his most unique characters I've ever seen him play as Jasper the pothead fucking like.
He is awesome. I think my favorite role for him is either Prestige.
Prestige is great.
It's Prestige.
Yeah. Yeah, he's great.
I'm going to find her.
I'm gonna hurt her. God damn it. Children of Men has some of the best like long shots.
Oh my god, yeah, that long shot in the bus scene, yeah. Crash. That is fucking incredible.
Also, you know the dude who plays the main guy in Sons of Anarchy and the dude from fucking Pacific Rim?
Hellboy? Oh.
No, the Charlie Hunnam.
Elbra? Oh. I have no idea where we are.
Nope. Just he's
Charlie Hunnam, yeah, I know yes. he is.
He's in that movie. He plays one of the bad guys with dreads that fucking chases him through the whole film.
Never would have known that.
Yeah.
That's some fucking Gary Oldman shit right there.
It is. It's
like
crazy.
True Romance. What's up, man?
Well, also, Mordo from fucking Doctor Strange is the other like bad terrorist guy. Yeah. Ah. Dude, such a fucking incredible film. It's so good, and it's poignant, too.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It's got its finger on the zeitgeist, you know? And,
no, how? Do you even know what zeitgeist means?
Zeitgeist means what's happening today, man.
No, it doesn't.
It's like what's in the culture and like the energy around us.
No.
Zeitgeist.
It's an idea that is shared amongst a mass.
That's like what's going on.
Ah, fuck yourself.
What's trending, bro?
And I said, hey. All right, what do you give it?
10 out of 10. It's one of my favorite films.
Yeah, it is. I know. Is that on
Netflix?
Netflix. I watched Hotel Artemis.
Yeah, heard it was a piece of shit.
Which is not on anything except for DVD and Blu-ray right yep. now.
Is it a weak ass John Wick? Is it a bitch ass John Wick?
No, there's parts of it that are like pretty good. Yeah, it is. Yeah, you're right. it is a weak ass John Wick or whatever their fucking TV show they're shooting for is. What do they call the fucking hotel?
Continental.
Yeah, it's basically going to be that.
Yeah.
But I will say that Jodie Foster is awesome in it. It's got a neat story, but like some of the characters you don't really care for. Charlie Day's in it.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Batista's good.
Yeah.
I thought he was really funny. Josie was like, yeah, I mean, he's not Drax. I'm like, well, yeah, he's definitely not Drax.
Can't
still
be
good.
That fun, yeah.
Charlie Day is, like, decent in it. It's got a pretty good storyline. Do you remember the guy in Dark Knight? He was the black gangster, and he's like, Gamble over here won't even have a nickel to buy his grandma's sweater.
Yeah.
He's talking to him. He's like, someone killed the clown, that dude.
Yeah, isn't
he's like one of
Michael
the
Michael J. White?
I have no idea.
He played Spawn?
No, that is not him.
Really?
Yes. That dude is much older.
Oh.
Yeah, he was Black Dynamite, I think, the guy that you're talking about.
That's who I'm thinking of.
Yeah, that's who played Spawn. This dude's from Dark Knight. Like, he's like, someone killed the clown when they're in the fucking, like, meeting and shit like that, and he puts his bodyguard through a pencil.
Okay.
That's him. Yeah, he's one of the main characters as well. He's good.
Cool.
I'd give it, like, a 6.5.
Cool.
Not, like, super awesome, yeah. But definitely worth a watch.
We're not writing home. I watched Interstellar.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. That movie makes me tear up.
Dude, that movie, the fucking music, the imagery, like, also there's a ton of
is
emotion.
Is that Clint Mansell?
No, because that's a fucking...
No, it's fucking... Oh, yeah.
His main guy.
Yeah, you're
Christopher
right.
Christopher Nolan's big one.
Oh, God damn it.
Hans Zimmer. It's intense. The organs and shit in that fucking film are crazy.
The whole movie's... I love it.
It's a fucking fantastic... It's a long film, it's a fucking glorious
who
film.
Who plays the older Murph?
Is it Bryce Dallas Howard?
It is, right? Yeah, that was the first thing I saw her in, and I was like, she's perfect.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Like, the actress like aspect of her, like, she was awesome in that movie.
Yeah.
Sold it so well from the child to her.
Dude, like, Matthew McConaughey's the shit, man. Like, he's just the shit.
He's like one of my... I don't know. I haven't seen, like, all of his shit, because I'm like, he's in a lot of dog shit.
Yeah.
But, like, when you watch him in True Detective, you're like, this is, like, the dude.
Yeah.
Like, Dazed and Confused, you're like, fucking goddamn.
He's so much. So when he's in Wolf of Wall Street for 5 minutes, he fucking steals the show.
Yeah, like, he does. Yeah, you're totally right.
Man,
True Detective season one.
Have you ever seen Dallas Buyers Club?
No.
I
saw it, and, like, Josie's like, you have to watch this.
It's an intense fucking film. And it's, like, it's almost like a, yeah, it's a very strong character for him. But, yeah, man,
Interstellar.
It's so fucking beautiful. When he's like, don't let me go, Murph. Like, fucking begging his daughter, like, don't let me go. Like, he's in that Tesseract fucking, like, banging on walls.
Before
of, like,
he leaves,
time.
Though,
yeah.
Even.
Yeah.
When they get stuck
it's
on that
so
planet,
trippy.
And they're
yeah.
like, yeah, no, you guys have been gone for, like, 17 years. It's like...
Yeah. And then he watches videos of his kids becoming adults in fucking, like, little email logs.
Yeah, I got it. I don't want to...
It's sad, dude.
I'm going to cry.
It's pretty sad, bro.
Josie and I, she found the show on Netflix. It's a Netflix original, The Final Table. It's like a fucking food show.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Well, awesome. Like, for like that type of like...
it's not the same as chef's table, correct?
I don't know what they do on that.
Okay, chef's table was like a really beautiful show, like showcasing one chef every episode. No,
this is like a competition.
Oh, never. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, different. So there's like 12 tables on like a rotating platform in front of a live studio audience, and they have like fucking like three, like a food critic, a singer, and a celebrity of that nation come on and try that food.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, we're making Mexico's like fucking traditional dish, tacos.
Yeah.
And so they'll fucking like, you know, go through that and have them taste it. It's awesome. Yeah, it's a fun watch if you're like, if you just need like that fucking like, I don't know, like brain gum, basically. Like you're just chewing
that
to chew.
That white noise, yeah.
Yeah, it, like it's definitely enjoyable. I give it like, for what it is, like a 10, but like for like if you were putting in an order of things to watch, like a 4 or 5.
If it was fighting Breaking Bad in the rankings.
Okay, 2. Because, I mean, Breaking Bad.
The last thing I saw, it was, I watched a lot of Boy Meets World, but that's only because I go to bed. And
what's
like,
that on?
Hulu.
That's what I thought.
Because
it's Boy Meets World.
Boy Meets World.
What's the next one?
Something I like.
It's passing by. It's what we're doing.
Boy Meets World. So dumb.
I just remember like him like the old school one where it's just him like he turns his head and the world like goes up to him animated, but it's like bum 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 bum. Do you remember that?
I do.
Yeah, I was about to say it's like this like kind of orchestrated weird like kind of Danny Elfman-ish song.
Yeah, and then they got this cool fucking sweet jingle.
Then it's Boy Meets World.
So dumb.
Look at Eric with his long hair.
Dude, as the show goes on, Eric gets stupider.
Holy shit, he's not that dumb in the first like 2 seasons.
No, Courtney pointed out, she's like, oh, he's nearly retarded by the end of the college years.
He is, yeah, for sure.
He's just like,
it's crazy.
Don't mean we're gonna go outside now, and like runs into a wall.
Boy Meets World was around. Like one of my favorite shows to watch. Yeah. I love that show. Like Corey and Topanga, that's like my fucking, well, Kevin and Winnie are my Kevin and Winnie as well. But I don't know, man. Dang. Like I loved Boy Meets World, which is weird.
Nicole, I like
both Savages, Fred Savage, Frank Savage, or whatever his name is.
Couple of Savages.
Yep.
You know who my favorite couple is? The one of with Macaulay Culkin gets stung by bees.
My girl?
Yeah. It was really romantic.
So what are you, Boy Meets World?
Just dodging subjects like you always do with me. A Boy Meets World, like a 5 out of 10. I go to bed to it.
Okay, so yeah, it's that white noise. I watched most of The Strain season 4. I'm on the last episode. Incredible. Yeah. If you haven't seen the series, like I give it like a 8.5. It's fucking at 9. I give it a 9. It's fucking dope, dude. I love this series.
9, baby.
I cannot wait to finish it. Super Fan Builds. Have you seen the show floating around Netflix?
Yeah, I have.
Okay,
I almost started it.
It is enjoyable. The fucking hosts, god awful.
Oh
man. Ugh. They wreck a lot of your viewing pleasure.
Yeah.
I just want to see the thing that they're building and shit. They did a DeLorean hot tub.
Yeah.
That was cool as fuck. They actually got like a legit DeLorean frame.
And just cut it out.
Yeah, and they cut out and then made it so they can raise up. It's on like on hydraulics. So you can get into the car, like in the hot tub, and then raise it up so you have more headroom.
Oh, it's kind of dope.
It is fucking dope. They make some cool. You would like the cool shit they build.
Yeah.
You would hate the 20 minutes leading up to it. So Bingo. Watch like the last like 15.
Yep.
And the last thing I saw was Kick-Ass.
Hmm.
It's on Hulu right now. I haven't seen this movie in like probably like 7 years.
Yeah.
I want to say, I think it was 2011 it came out. Probably like 5 to 4 years.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Oh, I love it.
It's incredible.
The first Kick-Ass is fan fucking tastic.
Yeah, the second one's kind of rough. But the first one is
so funny.
Borderline like one of the best comic book movies ever made.
Oh, yeah.
And I kind of forgot my love for it and my affection. But seeing fucking Nicolas Cage when he's on fire, he's like, child! He's like, start the Kryptonite Protocol! And like he's just going like up and up. I know he's on fire and shit, but like...
It's one of the best Cages.
What a weird choice. Oh, no. His shit before that is incredible.
Yeah. I mean, in that movie is one of my favorite Cages.
Oh, yeah, I agree. But watch that death scene again. I highly recommend it. Like,
it's really sad.
It's... No, watch it again. It is not. It's fucking like, holy God, dude. Like, when they talk, like, he's like... He looks like he's sunburnt. Like, when your lips are sunburnt, he's like...
Yeah.
Oh, child. Yeah, no, I can't believe you can't. I'm spreading my, you can't see it on a podcast. Tony can, but it's dumb as hell. I mean, like, I don't know, dude. It's not as good as I remember it. It's weird.
You're weird.
Dude, watch it again.
You're weird, dude. Are you trying to cuddle me, dude?
Try to, what? No,
you're looking apart. At me weird.
Yeah, watch Kick-Ass this week, please, because I want to see what you think.
Me?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, come next week. I really need to pee real quick.
Well,
what? Can we take a quick snap and break?
What? Hurry it up. You didn't have to say any of this.
What do you mean?
Just hit the fucking pause. Oh, fuck you.
What a pee.
Yeah, we did it.
We did. All right, Tony, let's hop into Test of Tony.
Yeah.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Galaxy Quest.
Dude, Galaxy Quest, man.
Never give up.
Never surrender.
Nice.
Man, Galaxy Quest is a fucking, it's a spoof on fucking Star Trek, pretty much, like, front and back. Like,
the culture, everything.
Dude, it's fucking hilarious. Dude, you see fucking, Rainn Wilson?
Yeah. I looked it up, I was like, that can't be Rainn. That was one of his first roles.
Yeah.
That blew my mind.
Yeah, that and Justin Long, like,
Justin Long, so
awesome.
And he's
ones.
So young in that.
He's so good.
Yeah.
He's stupid good in, like, everything.
I love when he's like a tiny side character, like Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
His little cameo shit is it's off the chart.
It's to die for. Yeah. It's so good. You saw Yoga Hosers, right?
Yeah.
He was the yogi.
Yeah.
Oh, I fucking love that shit.
Dude, Justin Long is like a very understated actor.
But I don't know if he carries.
He
Tusk was great.
What do you mean, carry a whole film? Like
on
waiting?
His shoulders, yeah.
Like waiting with Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds was the first one on that case. Do you remember the case? It's Ryan Reynolds right up front.
It is.
Yeah.
I feel like the heart of the story is with...
You're totally right.
Yep.
I'm just saying that they sell it as Ryan Reynolds.
They sell it as a Ryan Reynolds
because
movie.
They're like, oh, it's fucking Van Bueller. What's that fucking...
Van Wilder.
Van Bueller.
Jesus, yeah. With fucking Cal Penn.
Not good.
Not a good day for the... Mm-hmm. Fuck that movie. Mm-hmm. Sam Rockwell. Fucking hilarious.
He's awesome in it.
And I want to say my favorite actor in the film is actually the dude that's the leader of the aliens. Hello.
You must be kidding.
Dude, so fucking funny. Everything he does, his mannerism, like,
yeah. We
watched
your show or watched your historical documents every day. Yeah, he's awesome.
Dude,
he's
fucking hilarious. Like,
yeah,
I was
he's
like,
great.
Every time he's on screen, I'm like, oh, it's dope. Like, he's so funny. He's very, I really watched him, and I was like, shit, he's by far the best, like, character. Like, he's doing the greatest character in Alan Rickman's in the fucking movie.
Alan Rickman rocks. He's like, oh, did I get here before fucking so-and-so got his panic attack? Guess not.
No, touch the top of his head. He's like, don't touch me.
He's like, apparently not.
Dude, so funny.
He's like, right on time.
Oh, yeah, and then he's trying to, like, walk out, and he's like, there's nothing you can say to make me stay. I'm not staying. He's like, the show must go on. He's like, damn it.
All damn right. You. Rickman's awesome in it, but I love, like,
Tim Allen's fucking funny. Sigourney Weaver. It's
Tim
crazy.
Tim Allen's teeth are fucked up.
I didn't notice.
Yeah, man. Like,
he's also, like, supposed to be the hunk.
Yeah.
You notice that? Like,
yes.
He's supposed to be, like, the hunk
and
of
he has,
that
like, a
movie.
Mullet in the first part. But it makes sense. It's kind of like fucking...
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, same thing with Shatner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, taking his shirt off and he's like, I am goddamn woolly beautiful.
Yeah.
And you're like, he's just like a dad that
he's
thinks
just
he's
so
the
full
shit.
Of
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I love when he goes in the bathroom and overhears everyone talking about him.
Yeah.
That's actually, like, a dope scene.
It's
then,
a great scene.
Then he starts sliding and that's when Justin Long comes up to him.
Yeah.
The sliding the autographs. But what do you think about the CGI? Like the rock monster.
I don't know, man. Like, it's
I
not
think it was that
it's
bad.
Not horrible.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Not
it's,
horrible.
It's watchable.
One bad scene, dude, and it's just because, you know, I like those fucking tactical details. So if I was taking a fucking plane out of a hangar.
Sure.
And I scratched the nose of the plane on the hangar door.
Why
wouldn't
the
my wing rip
break
off?
I thought the
it
exact same
right
thing.
It right out after he scratched the nose.
It is weird. Like I
And
watched,
I'm like, dang it, guys. Come
I watched
on.
That movie...
Come on.
Dang it, guys.
You guys were real close.
Oh, man, you really fudged that part, didn't you?
You really put a fucking C-U-N-T hair on that one.
Gone hair. Yeah, no, I've seen this movie probably like 50 times. I've watched a lot.
Yeah,
I've watched Galaxy Quest a lot. And when you were like, oh, like, I'm not sure if I'm going to like it. I'm like, you totally are. Like, that movie's good.
Yeah.
Like,
as soon as it started, I was like, oh, wait, I forgot. It's so fucking.
It's a perfect satire.
On its own nose.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah. Like, it knows exactly what it needs it to be great. And what it is and executes it well.
She's like, fuck, all I do is just repeat what the computer says. I'm like, that's fucking hilarious.
The best part of that scene was that they were like, no one even knows my job. And then he's like, wait, was your job?
What was? Oh God! I got it.
She's like, it's just my boobs. it's good, man. I love it. Galaxy Quest for me is like a 9. Like, it's so watchable.
They make fun of stuff you wouldn't think of unless you kind of knew that campy fucking sci-fi. Because like the chompers for no reason. She's like, why is it built like this?
Yeah.
Who would do this? This is the stupidest thing. But there are Star Trek episodes where they're probably going through like laser fields in their own ship.
Right.
Like, probably. Like, that's how silly that shit was.
It is neat. Like,
it's so funny.
It's such a good take in the satire and all that shit. Like, it's like if Scary Movie was like awesome. Then again, I will say Scary Movie 2 is amazing.
Oh, yeah. Scary Movie 2 stands.
Grab a strong hand.
Dude stands alone. He's like, yeah, I was up in your mom's pussy last night. He's like, what the fuck's up, bird? Fuck you, bird.
What do you give Starship Troopers?
What?
I'm sorry. What do you give Galaxy Ghost? I already deleted Galaxy
Stop
Quest.
Stop using your eyeballs, dummy. Use your mind.
Use your mind. Stop reading that.
I give it like an 8.5 out of 10. Like, I told Courtney, I was like, you haven't seen this. It's up your alley. Like, it's like as fun as like Home Improvement, or not Home Improvement, Home Alone. Yeah. Like, I feel like it has like that kind of like the whole family can watch it. Kinda.
I would love if you would have sold her like Equalizer. Like, dude, you like Home Alone?
Oh God, you're going to love this because it's like it's in Home Alone.
Denzel McAllister. That's the second episode in a week we've mentioned that. Yeah.
We got to watch the Equalizer too.
Oh yeah, we do. Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Dude, we could have bro night and watch it.
Sure.
Yeah.
So what do you give Galaxy Quest?
8.5.
Right on.
Yeah.
All right, let's hop into movie of the week. We watched The Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
Dude, it's a Coen Brothers anthology.
Yeah, so when you told me that, I didn't know that it was a Western.
I did.
Yeah. So did Josie. She's like, you know it's a Western, right? And I was like, oh, fuck. I fucking hate Westerns so much.
Yeah.
Then again, there are a few that I do, like True Grit.
Yeah, 310 to Yuma.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Dude, I always think about that. I'm like,
that's Josie.
Yeah, Josie Wales. Yeah.
Josie Wales. Yeah, that's an awesome flick.
Tombstone.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah,
with Wyatt Earp, like
mm-hmm.
Kurt Russell, mm-hmm. Doc Holliday,
Three Amigos.
Yeah,
fucking. No, I hate Three Amigos. I'm just kidding. I don't. I just really don't remember it.
I always forget that Christian Bale and Cameron Russell. God damn it,
Crowe.
Russell Crowe. They're both like Academy Award winning actors in 310 to Yuma, and fucking Ben Foster's in 310. Like, it's an awesome film.
Yeah, I was telling someone about Alpha Dog today.
Yeah.
One of my managers, and he was like, we were talking about Emile Hirsch.
Yeah.
I was like, you know when you see like an Emile Hirsch like movie come around, you're like, oh man, that's going to be good? Other than like, what was that? Fucking Speed Racer?
Oh, fuck, he was
Wachowski
that, yeah.
siblings
yep.
did that.
They sure did,
and he loves Speed Racer. He's like, yeah, that movie's trash.
It's gonna be great.
And fuck. I was like, but Emile Hirsch, like, I was like, you see him like come out with a movie, and you're like, oh, like he's an indie guy, like Into the Wild and shit like that. I was like, but Alpha Dog, I was like, it has Emile Hirsch. I was like, it has like Justin Timberlake. It has what's that kid's name? He's like, has that Russian name?
Chekhov. Yeah, I don't know his name, but Chekhov.
And then I was like, and Ben Foster.
Yeah,
I was like, holy shit, that movie is incredible.
Yeah,
I want to watch Alpha Dog again.
Yeah.
That movie's so good.
I'm kind of in the mood to see. I would watch Alpha Dog again if we had it, as well as I'd love to see fucking Jeremy Piven in Smoking Aces again.
All right. Well, the week after next, we'll do those two.
Cool. Oh, God. Can we get both those? Well, you can just rent them.
I think I have. Well, I definitely have Alpha Dog.
Yeah. You might have Smoking Aces.
I think I do have Smoking Aces.
Yeah.
I don't think I have Revolver. That was the one that I didn't have. That
one's
the same case.
Yeah,
it was all that like green, blue squares, and I'm like, wow, this is loud. I'll buy it, sure.
That one's way different kind of film, though.
I remember I was watching, or Bob was watching Revolver, and he's like, man, I don't know what the fuck's going on in this movie. I came in the last like 10, 15 minutes, and then I explained the movie to him. He's like, you're like a fucking savant.
It is a crazy movie.
Anyways, so The Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
Yeah, it's a 6-part anthology about these different Western stories. Like,
favorite one?
I don't know, man. The first one is fucking hilarious.
Eh.
I like it. and the last one, like them on the road, like on Purgatory Road, heading, like not knowing they're heading to hell.
That's what you got out of that?
Yeah.
The bounty hunters, they were all dead. They were all bounties.
What?
Confessing their sins?
No, no. Like that was, I think that was like the fucking Grim Reaper. They were those, the two of them were Grim Reaper. He doesn't stop.
No, he doesn't stop.
Oh, that's the coach driver.
Yeah. He's the Grim Reaper.
Yeah, I guess he would be. But then again, they are the hunters themselves.
But they weren't dead. They had a dead body with them. I don't understand.
I think that was just for show, just to show you guys, like, you know.
What the fuck?
Dude, fuck, they were all dead.
No.
Yeah. They all went into a hotel in the middle of nothing and then closed the door. Like,
I love the fact that the
sun was. Like they went across the River Styx.
The sun was setting the entire time.
Yeah.
Like, I fast forward because I fell asleep during part of that. And, like, and I was, like, looking at the fast forward. I was like, whoa, like, that change in, like, how they. I guess you're right. They kind of all like started like it they looked alive,
yeah.
And then they looked dead. Yeah, huh.
They all are headed to death, and he even says like the look on their faces when they realize where we're going, like where they're headed. He's talking about them, like those two that were on the one side of the carriage are talking about the three on
the
this
bounty
side.
Hunters.
Yeah, like they're discussing like, yo, when you guys realize what's happening to you right now, like you'll come to terms with it, and there's a twinkle in your eye.
I don't remember.
That's
that.
What I look for.
Huh.
Yeah, the one dude talks about, like, liking watching them fucking discover they're dead.
Hmm.
That's why I like that one.
I like the Gold Digger one.
Oh, that one's Tom Waits.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he sings the song.
Oh, that's cool.
Of his own, because it's real fucking, oh, you know, like fucking Tom Waitsy.
I'm writing a song for Jorge's movie called Hellvan.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to do your Tom Waits voice for
it. I don't know if I can do a lot of that voice.
I'll write everything.
I can do my national voice.
What's that?
It's deep.
Give me a taste. Your boy's hungry.
I'm not going to give you a fucking taste. Like Blood Buzz Radio, just or Blood Buzz Ohio. Just listen to that song. Like,
just give me a little fucking taste, dude.
It's like just a low voice. Like, I'm on a blood buzz.
Can you go lower?
Yes, I am.
Well, you're still singing the same key.
Same thing.
Same key.
I can't sing
it
lower.
Yeah, go lower.
Can't go lower than that.
I'm in a blue.
That's the same key.
Why does it sound deeper out of my voice?
It's because you have a deeper voice than me, dickhead. I have strong high notes.
Yeah, you are like a fucking.
Yeah, like a little 12-year-old girl on a swing set.
Thank you.
Getting stung by bees.
Ah, no.
No, that's not what happened to my girl. Macaulay Culkin does.
Yeah.
It's a boy. I don't mean to assume his gender. So yeah, this movie, I don't mean to assume his gender.
Sorry, McCulkin.
Yeah, but it's just, I just did it again.
Hey, fucked. Stupid ass. It's not a movie for everyone.
It's fucking 2 hours and 45 minutes. Oh my God. All right. So you remember the cat that was the actor with no arms or legs?
Yeah.
That's fucking the dude from Harry Potter. That's his cousin Dudley or whatever.
Oh.
Duffy? Doofy?
Doppy?
No.
Dookie?
Dobby was the elf that was sick. But the kid that got all the presents in the first one and shit, and then he became like a weird Fago gangster.
Oh, that's really funny. Okay, yeah.
That's him. He lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
And that CGI was good. But that one was super fucked up, too. I think the Gold Digger and that one are my favorite, because the ending of that one is so dark.
Oh,
that
it's one of the saddest
that
endings.
That was the Liam Neeson one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Straight up. Just pushed.
I really dug that. I don't know, like, the movie, watching it, like, I was like, oh, this is fucking kind of boring.
You notice there's characters almost in every story that, you know, there's, like, crash sort of links.
No.
So maybe. One of the dudes in the carriage in the last one was in the first one. He was in the bar laughing at him as he was singing.
Okay.
So, like, yeah, there's reoccurring characters. Like, I don't know why it's called the Buster.
But you don't know if that's the same character. That could be the same actor playing a different character. Like, American Horror Story.
I thought
like
it was just showing
like using the same actors, but like changing up the.
Well, he was in the same suit. It was like him earlier that day.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, almost like that's what he did before he died.
Mm.
Like, that's where he was.
Then
he
died. I
think
that would have been neater if, like, all of the people, like the Gold Digger, actually died. And he imagined that.
Yeah.
Like him, dude. Like coming to for like.
Oh, yeah. I forgot the Gold Digger one. That's probably my favorite next to the Grim Reaper one.
I love the Gold Digger one. Like, he was like, oh, I'll find you, Mr. Pocket.
Oh, yeah. He's like, oh, there
he's like,
you are.
You've been here for a long time and I'm old, but I'm going to find you. He's like, you're a lot older than me and I'm going to find you, Mr. Pocket.
It is very,
it's
very
so sick. That was like, I don't know. And then like the animals, how they cleared when he came, and then they came back when he like was gone. And then like the last page was like, and then he stopped like stomping around and like missettling the earth.
Yeah.
It, I don't know. That one was really cool. I give the movie like an 8 because it is good, but it is boring as fuck.
It is some boring as fuck
but
stuff.
But when I look back on it, I'm like, there's a lot of cool shit.
Well, the Liam Neeson one was very boring at first, in my opinion.
Holy shit, the repetitiveness and stuff like that. But at the same time, you kind of understood like what was happening. When he goes to fuck that hooker and he sets him down and then like and like he's about to fuck her and then he's like, oh shit, and he turns him around and that kid just has to like he's like the meal it was called Meal Ticket.
Yeah.
It's that it's weird. It reminds me so much of like a westernized Tales from the Dark Side.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah.
Because it's kind of like everything's kind of fucked.
A little fucked, yeah.
Like when the fucking gold digger steals like the owl eggs. He's like, oh, you can't count high. And then the chicken.
Yeah.
Another bird. Whoa, yeah. Oh, okay. I get what you're saying, dude.
I see where you're coming at.
Yeah. Well, you didn't even know that one.
Yeah, I knew it.
No.
Eh, I did, though.
Dumb as hell.
Well, not really.
All right, Tony. What do you give it?
What? 7.5 out of 10.
Yeah.
Not a ton of rewatchability. That last one I'd watch again in the the gold digger. Pretty tight.
She messed with no broke. Okay. All right. So next week we're going to test Tony is the classic, the amazing Starship Troopers.
Yeah, dude.
Located on Hulu.
Can you handle it?
And movie of the week is going to be Phantoms, like a motherfucker. And that's also on Hulu. I've never seen Phantoms and I really want to because I always hear that reference on Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
You know, it's not about. Affleck was you know, you Phantoms, know what it's about though. At all?
Ghosts?
I don't know.
All right, well, I can't wait to figure it out, dude. Just like Summer Sanders.
What?
Figure It Out. Summer Sanders was the host of that show. Figure It Out.
I never heard of that show. Oh, sorry. Siri, shut the fuck up. God, nosy bitch thinks I need to know what to fucking Figure It Out is. I don't know what it is.
God damn you, Steve Jobs.
My phone thinks I'm a stupid ass, huh?
Your answer's Figured Out, you dumb dick. Thanks, Siri. Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy. And he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, let's like, take a step back here.
You're just trying
I can
to
save
trick
you a
you
lot of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
And
great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on the... he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing back.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Aussie Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cavs Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, it's fantastic.